Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
From the center of the galaxy, this is a Force Center podcast feed, and I'm Ken Napsok for another edition of Star Wars Ranked. Me and a guest sit down and rank things in Star Wars. I mean, what else do you want from a ranking show? And with me to do that today is Joseph Scrimshaw.
Happy to be ranking.
Ranking indeed. We got some figure ranking to do.
Oh, figure ranking. One of my favorite activities.
Joseph, you and I were on a mission to rank every line of Star Wars action figures going back to the mid-90s. The Power of the Force 2.
Yeah.
And we got sidetracked by, well, Billy Patterson coming in and dropping two wonderful episodes.
Awesome.
You and me looking at the Star Wars trailers.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing some important work, but we want to get back right now to the figures.
I am excited to talk about them figures.
And you were when I emailed you, you were like, this is the line we need to go. I think it's like you were ready to get back into it. And I am too. We are going into the Saga Collection.
From 2006 to 2007, because I think there's more than one Saga Collection.
It got confusing. we last looked at the Revenge of the Sith line, so it makes sense we're going to this one. 2006-2007. So I'll read this description from the wonderful folks at JediBusiness.com. Not a sponsor, not a friend of the show even. We just used them and really liked their website. After an entire year of getting Star Wars action figures based on the Revenge of the Sith, the Saga Collection, known as the TSC toy line, was a nice change because it included characters from all six Star Wars movies, some fantastic collector-focused action figures such as the newly sculpted Princess Leia, Garandin, General Veers, and a newly sculpted Gonk droid. But we don't want to bury our own lead here. There was a lot going on here in this set. Joseph, do you have memories of this set coming out and this collection? Because you and I were on weird toy journeys during the actual time here.
Yeah. This is one that I dropped off a little bit. I had been very selective about Revenge of the Sith. 2006, 2007 is kind of an interesting time for me. In that time period, I lived in London for several months with Sarah, my wife, when she was getting her master's degree. We were engaged. We got married in 2007. So we were kind of really starting that new adult life. And I was being careful not to absolutely overwhelm our new sleek adult life with thousands of action figures. So there were a couple that I did get that I did need to have. But it's also an interesting time for Star Wars because at that point, hey, it didn't matter that Lucas had said things about 9 movies back in the day. He said real loud and clear a bunch of times in 2005, like, I did it. I finished Star Wars, and there are rumbles that he's working on the Clone Wars, that he's working on the live action Empire show. But back in the day, this is before the Clone Wars movie comes out.
This was
this could be 84, 85 again, where it's starting to disappear. So this action figure series, just even though I didn't buy them, going to the toy aisle at Target and Kmart or whatever and seeing that they were still there, still moving forward, still doing deep dives of weird characters was a reassurance that even though it's kind of over and in an ambiguous space, maybe these other things will come out. Maybe George will just give up on those and make these indie movies he's been talking about. It was a comfort to see that presence of Star Wars, loud and strong on the toy shelves in this line.
This line, I was not collecting during this time period, not at all. 2006, 2007, a lot of things in my life had changed, and I ended up changing jobs in 2007, going back to my place where I originally worked, and my responsibilities jumped up. I was coming out of, actually, it was in the middle of a relationship. Ooh. Actually, that's right, 2006. Oh, yeah. And, money was going towards that. I don't mean that cynically, just like other things, other focuses. So I'm with you on that. But then when this toy store opened up, Halo 13 in the mall where I worked.
Great name.
Yeah. There's still one in the Burbank Mall, the original store. They opened up the satellite store in our mall, and I would go in and I became friends with the owners. Shout out to Christina I forget his name. The other employees, George, I think was his name. George was his name. I would go every morning, my cup of coffee, doing the rounds, checking with all the store managers, what's going on. And then I would, as I was talking to them, would sneak over to their wall of Star Wars toys. hey, what's going on? And this, more than anything, these figures would be on the shelves for, resale. And I'd be like, oh, they made a Bren Derlin. Oh, they did this. So meaning in 2006 and 7, I was out of it.
Yeah.
I think I was like, George wrapped it up. I love Star Wars, but on to other things.
Yeah.
So this is the line that years later started to get me excited for figures.
Again. Oh, like, what did I miss? I got to get back in there.
Yeah. And I have a lot of these. And I was telling you a story of the Moff Deer Gerard character. I bought it at the store at Halo 13. Months later, turned around one day, was like, hey, there's a Moff Deer Gerard. I got to get that. Bought it. Literally went home and had the same character staring back at me. So that's how
double Jerry Gerard.
Yeah, the line excited me.
Yeah,
excited me.
An exciting line.
74 action figures in the main line, but there's a lot of bonus ones too, which we pull from as well. So without further ado, these are the best of the Saga collection, according to Joseph and me. We are going to start with Joseph, your number 5.
My number 5 is one that a character from the original trilogy that I had been waiting and waiting for them to make. And I thought, if they continue to make every little character, eventually they will make this character, and no matter what's going on in my life, I'll sell plasma if I have to. I'm getting this action figure when they make it. And I remember when I saw it, I was so delighted. You already mentioned it. It's Major Bren Derlin.
Of course,
the power of this is it's Cliff Clavin, John Ratzenberger in a Star Wars. I still, this is one of those, like, if somebody like Cliff Clavin, right? Mm-hmm. So back in the day, super famous for Cheers.
Right.
If in this year, Rise of Skywalker, someone from, I don't know, what's a really popular, you know, the Will and Grace reboot. Yes. Who knows? That's not a
Sean
great...
Sean Hayes.
The Good Place. How about that? So, you know, somebody from The Good Place shows up as a background character that you don't really realize in Rise of Skywalker. That's 800 internet articles.
Yes.
Right? This was the everybody of the 80s discovered it for themselves. And in my social group, I was the one who spotted Cliff Clavin giving orders at the Hoth base, at Echo base, and got to go to school and go like, did you know Cliff Clavin is in The Empire Strikes Back? And then, you know, I think it was probably in the 90s where I was like, I got to find his name. I know he's got a name. I think he's listed in the credits, but I don't know.
He is.
But I think it's just Major Derlin. I don't think he'd got his brand. So then I used that on a stage as a joke when people were like, how much do you know about Star Wars? Like, Cliff Clavin's character name is Major Bren Derlin. Like, so I was obsessed with this coming together of culture, you know, pop cultural phenomenons from the 80s.
And it was in your hands with this figure. In your hands.
In my hands, an action figure of Cliff Clavin. Mm. So that is for sure. As soon as I saw it, I bought it, and I wasn't buying a lot from this era. So for sure, Major Bren Derlin. And it's a fine action figure.
It's a really good one. I have it. It's still in the package, but I know what you mean. It really captures his mustache well.
Yeah, it's a very, very finely sculpted soup strainer.
Soup strainer, indeed. Push broom. I love it. Yeah. God, you were so right. I'm going back to my time discovering it. It was very organic. No one told me, I think, but I didn't know for sure. It was kind of like, and I wasn't allowed to watch Cheers right away, but I knew enough of it.
Was it too sexy?
Yeah, a little bit, you know, some innuendos. We can't have innuendos.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But I know what you mean. We're suddenly like, wait, the concept of like an actor getting another job, or that people in Star Wars were actors. Like, it was kind of crazy. It was like when Harry Met Sally and Princess Leia's in it, what are you talking about?
Well, yeah, and he had developed such the Boston know-it-all voice and persona, and you're used to everyone being British in Star Wars. So, like, what is super Boston Cliff Clavin doing over in all British Star Wars?
I think, too, when I discovered it, I was like, I don't think it's him because I can't hear his accent, as if he wasn't acting on Cheers.
You do hear it a little bit. All right, everybody to the station. Let's go.
Let's go. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Great figure.
Yeah, great figure. So Major Bren Derlin. I've been waiting to get to Major Bren Derlin for a long time. I'm at number five.
I've been waiting. I am waiting. My number five. My number five. I'm just going on character. Not even like a character I needed to have, but really cool, vibrant, jumps out of the package. And also, I don't know why this wasn't more popular just in Star Wars. It is the Episode III Greatest Battles sub-collection. All right? This is the sub-collection.
Ooh, yeah.
And this is the Senate Guard. And, of course, we know the Senate Guards. Well, you know, they are the blue Emperor's Royal Guards, for lack of a better term. And I love the Emperor's Royal Guards in large part because I love the figures. They jumped off the page. Jumped off the package, I should say. And they became popular because of that. I think the Senate Guards... I think the blue holds them back. We all love red. The design is a little different, more medieval helmet in a way. But it's a really good figure. Looking at the figure makes me wonder about the Senate Guards themselves and why they weren't used more, or why we didn't become obsessed with them. Because let's be honest, the Emperor's Royal Guard and Return of the Jedi, they line up. We don't see them do anything. And yet they inspired legions of stories.
Oh, yeah. You got that cool pike. In what epic battle?
So that's a great question, because in scrolling and making sure, I'm like, wait, did I read that right? It is Episode III's Greatest Battles Collection, and I'm trying to find it. I guess you could just say the Battle of Coruscant? I don't
because it's a different design that Yoda slams into the wall, right?
It's the Emperor's Royal Guard,
Royal Guard, so it's a different guard. Because that would be pretty cool to call them part of an epic battle just because they got slammed against the wall by Yoda. I wonder if that's so interesting.
The shot they're using here, this is not Jedi Business is putting up the shot of the Rogue of the Senate Guard just when everyone's coming back, and I think an Attack of the Clones, right? When they're all just kind of piling back in, when Anakin and Revenge of the Sith, after they save Palpatine, after the Battle of Coruscant. I think that's the shot they're using, but that's not say from the package or anything. I mean, gosh, it's got a blaster rifle, a blaster, a display stand, a swivel neck. There's so much to love.
Swivel neck, but it is just a cool figure. And in the world where figures are an invitation to explore new adventures, the idea of, hey, there are epic battles that you didn't fully see. What was the Senate Guard doing during the sacking of the Jedi Temple? Like, not that they went there, but are they holding guard looking for any Jedi who tried to get into the Senate, or we don't know what all, because it's not the Clone Wars. Gennady Tartakovsky isn't canon anymore. In modern canon, is it that they fought bravely when Grievous kidnapped Palpatine? They're an invitation to imagination with those cool design and a big gun,
which is one of, which I think figure. Here's one note: the Senate Guard is nicely detailed underneath the robe.
Oh well,
we all want that. So that's a great figure. I just love it. It's one of those, just got the cool factor. It's high, and that's why it's on my list at number 5.
Nice, nice.
Which means we go to your number 4.
My number 4 is a kind of action figure we've talked a lot about. That is taking a main Star Wars character who has been crafted a lot and going, how can we make a new version of this character? One of the ones that presents the biggest challenges for making a new version is Darth Vader.
Mm-hmm.
But here, even in these later years of action figures, they found a new way to make Darth Vader. They made Darth Vader Bespin Confession. Official name.
Come to me, my child, and confess your sins.
And this is Vader with his hand extended, but in a come join me, but not before the fist, right? Because join me becomes a fist, right?
Correct.
But this is in the moments before join me. This is join me, and then it becomes a fist, right?
Absolutely.
So it's totally hand extended in friendship. So just that, the idea that it's just Darth Vader, except for he has his hand out. Otherwise, if it was a fist, it would look like he was shaking his fist at, kids who wouldn't get off his lawn. But with the handout, it's kind of cool. It's a seminal, important moment in Star Wars. But then the action figure looks really cool. It comes with an awesome action figure. Great rendering of Vader. It really emphasizes the cane on his cape. The chain on his cape. And he doesn't have a cane. I lied. The chain on his cape. But then I read the details.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes with 3 crates.
Yes.
So it's Bespin Confession, but he comes with the crates that he throws at his son.
All part of the confession. All part of getting it out.
Who's
of him.
Confessing what? The confession. Bespin Confession is just such a fun line because you get to debate. Is that a confession or is that a manipulation?
That's true.
Bespin manipulation is maybe how I'd go. And I think since here are the crates that I just whacked you in the head with.
It
takes a bit of it, but it's an awesome figure. And I'm kind of joking, but that hand extended, if you want to take your figures out of the package and just pose them, it's a cool pose.
Ooh, that's one of the best Vader poses to have. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not wrong at all about how just the actual sculpt of the Vader, it's one of the more detailed ones. It almost looks, I'm looking at little pictures, but it almost looks like he's battle damaged, like he's gone through fight. He's got some rough edges there, I love that the crates come with it. And this is what we talk about all the time, about the power of going down to the details in Star Wars figures. I can see them sitting around a table. What Vader can we make? Where he's telling Luke he's his father. Yeah. And those crates he throws at Luke. Yeah. Make those.
Throw them in there. Yeah. So that you can play that confession moment out your own way. If Luke does not go along with it, you throw those crates at him.
Yeah. You flick them at the figures.
Bespin confession gone wrong.
That's a great choice for your number 4. How do you make Vader more interesting? You just extend his hand.
Yeah.
To the galaxy. Well, Darth Vader's, he's a well-known, important leader. I wouldn't call him a great leader, but he's well-known as a leader. So we're going to my number 4 and another leader, and he is great. Chief Chirpa. I think Ewok figures are such a staple of the Kenner line.
Yes.
And associated with the Kenner line. And, you know, I got to say, of all the figures in the Kenner line, I think the Ewok ones are the most accurate to what they appeared on screen.
They're great little sculpts, even back in the day.
Yeah. So to build on that, you don't think of it. You don't think of modern Ewok figures that much. But this Chirpa is, I think, a really great figure, really detailed. And he comes with a little dagger, which I don't know why I just was drawn to. It's as if, you know, here he is, the chief. He's the king, man. He's the leader. He knows he's got to go into battle, and he needs to be armed. And this has just a lot of little detail. He's got his little stick with a little bone on top of it.
Oh, yeah, he does. Oh, yeah, he has a dagger on a belt.
Yes, yeah, right?
He's ready to do some stabbing.
And they also have a picture of Chirper without his
cowl on. Dear God, yes, that is a murder bear.
It's...
That
it's
honestly, that looks like if Fozzie from the Muppets was turned into a zombie. Like, it's...
I highly recommend, if you guys are listening to this podcast at a computer, go to JediBusiness.com, look up the Chief Chirpa Saga Collection number 39 figure, and look at the one with his little cowl off. It's terrifying.
Yeah, I looked up a picture of the packaging, and like the image on the packaging, he looks pissed. Look at him down there in
the
corner.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember the packages. It's that wide packaging.
Yeah, the wide packaging with the kind of cinematic... backdrop, putting them in their area, you know,
their area,
their
Star Wars area. So I just love, I become obsessed later on, not so much with the Ewoks. I do love the Ewoks more than I did growing up, but I become obsessed with Chief Chirpa, obsessed with him handing over the wooden throne to Nissa and maybe Wicket marrying into the family. This is all my headcanon. And there's something about Chief Chirpa, by the way. I mean, come on. Lucas is sitting around. Just call him Chirpa, like birds chirping in the forest. I love this figure. I think I need it. I don't have it. I'm going to get it.
Oh, yeah. I think this is a solid one. And I didn't mean to say at the top, I do like that so many are themed around battles.
Yeah. You know,
it's a good way to immediately look back at the saga and celebrate. Like, there's a lot of Battle of Carcoon, Battle of Coruscant, Battle Absolutely. Of, you know, even outside of that subset of greatest battles. A lot of them are labeled
battles.
Various, you know, like great emotional battle between Vader and Luke and Chief Chirpa stabbing you. That's a great one.
Great one indeed. Just like Chief Chirpa himself.
Yeah.
Which means we're up to your number three.
My number three. I'm going back to the category of weird character that I wanted a detailed action figure of. I don't think I would have picked this up back in the day, but I covet it now. It is the absolutely crucial to the narrative of Star Wars character, Gragra. Which I just love saying, Gragra. Not the first time that there's been a Gragra action figure, because I think she came with one of the super upsetting Pez dispensers for Phantom Menace, I believe. But this is Gragra on a single card. She comes with the Gorgs, which will later play pivotal roles in Star Wars Resistance animated series. She also comes with a giant axe.
Yes.
Which is great, because this line is all about the epic battles.
Yes.
And then it's also noted that her mouth moves. So she's got that big, giant mouth. I should back up for people who are like, they're driving and like, what's a Gragra? This is the character who's running a stand where Jar Jar tries to take one of the foods.
Mm-hmm.
And she's chopping it up with the axe and that. So she's got the axe. She's got the Gorgs. This is a big person in a suit costume.
Yes, very much so.
Strange, melty, nightmarish character that with a moving mouth.
Seals and Croft kind of thing going on there.
Yeah, Sid and Marty Croft. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sid and Marty Croft. Yeah.
It's also noted on the Jedi Business site that her clothes are not removable. So if you're looking for a Gragra that does a striptease, this is not the Gragra for you. Gragra. So I just love that it is a big, weird character who only appears in Phantom Menace for a minute. I think is the kind of character that maybe people push back on. Like, what's this big kind of doofy-looking alien? But I think now, for my mind, just like is a great
figure.
Sets the palette of Phantom Menace, of the kinds of aliens and variety you see, and just an insane giant Muppet of a character with a moving mouth and an axe. But then I really fell in love with this action figure.
Yeah.
When Jedi Business has a great thing where they put the text that appears on the back of the figures. And here is her text. Her one brush with greatness comes when Jar Jar Binks tries to steal a tasty morsel from her cart. Little does she know that the shiftless shoplifter will one day represent his planet in the Galactic Senate. So this...
It's all true.
This action figure, though, is basically her one... She doesn't ever do anything. She doesn't have children. She doesn't win an awards for having the best cart at a county fair. No, it's just that Jar Jar stole from her, and she went, and came at him with an axe.
Try to charge him some money. Gragra can hold the Gorg very loosely. Very loosely. This is a really good figure. I mean, when you look at the colors... The Gorgs, the green Gorgs against her earth tones there, the axe, the detail. I mean,
yeah.
On the snapshot, if you were to show, I would be like, oh, they did a 6-inch black series? And it's
this
not.
This is a detailed figure, detailed. Right? Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
This would only be more complete if she came with the actual 7 whoopee whoopee that I believe is what she yells for.
Yes.
It's been a while since I've trained for the trivia, but I memorized that at one point. Like, how many whoopee does Gragra request for the Gorg?
And I do believe it was a question. This is solid.
Yeah,
solid.
I mean, and literally, it's a big, hefty, solid action figure. Gragra is definitely like one of the weirdos I might want to go back for.
Well, this needs to be added to your collection because the little display has her name on it. It seems like. I don't know if that's exclusive to this line of Star Wars figures.
Almost all of them came with little bases, right?
Stands. So this one here, you could see. Let me get this photo up here for those listening. I'm trying to get Jedi Business. It says her name on the bottom.
Gragra.
So you could display this on a shelf and people be like, what's that? Oh, that's Gragra.
That's Gragra. Come on, get with it. You know, she had a brush with greatness.
Truly spinning. This is the... This is how Star Wars toys should be. Just looking at the little details.
It's great and painful to go into this era where all of the weirdos were getting action figures. And I pray for that day to come again.
You know, people say Joseph and I are too positive on the sequel trilogy era. All right, we want more weirdos in our action figures.
Little background weirdos. Yeah. So that is my number three, Gragra with an axe and a Gorg and a moving mouth.
Love that. Well, my number three is a little less exciting, but it's just, it's a figure done right, a figure in the original Kenner line that didn't even have the right name. They got afraid, those cowards, and didn't put the name down. And it is General Veers.
Oh, nice.
Maximilian Veers, Preparium N for Surface Attack, Saga Collection number 7. And it is a pretty good sculpt of Julian Glover, especially for this time, and a 3¾. And I love... you just get the sense that he's put on this battle gear. It is a... detailed helmet, the breastplate, the armor, the blaster at his side. Over, you know, he's just an Imperial officer. I mean, he's not just an Imperial officer. No. He's General Maximilian Veers, but he's just wearing the gray tunic. Not exciting. But now with this, it becomes a really good action figure. Battle of Hoth. Again, Joseph focusing on the battles.
The battles. He is one of the most successful Imperial officers we see. He wins that battle.
He wins that battle.
Right? Yeah, and do you like... does his helmet come off?
Let us go down here. Does not look like the helmet comes off.
He is a solid military man. Maybe they didn't want to take too many canon risks with what his hair...
no, I take it all back. I scrolled down past an ad. The chest armor can be snapped onto the chest easily, and the helmet can be simply... placed onto the head. So yes, you can transition this quite well.
Okay, so you can make him go onto the Star Destroyer and talk with Vader as well. You can act it all out.
The Imperial cap is not removable, and General Veers stands nicely on display without any balancing issues, because he's a good Imperial officer with some good, you know, back.
So the sculpt, he has an Imperial cap, and then you can put his helmet on over his cap?
Top of it, yeah.
What a dedicated professional. He is always ready to go.
Yeah, he's ready to go.
He's got all the hats. Oh, that is really cool, actually.
Yeah, it's a great shot here of the figure from the side. Yeah, I guess I didn't see this photo.
That's awesome.
There he looks like a classic Imperial officer holding his blaster. So I just love it. Because again, the AT-AT Commander Kenner figure, which I still have my original one. It was supposed to be. It's Veers. But he's named in the movie, so they just didn't feel, they just gave it the generic old AT-AT Commander line. I don't know. There's a lot of different stories. I thought they were going to originally name it. I think I remember watching that one of the million shows about figures out there. but to get this, and I don't know off the top of my head if he was released in previous lines, but to get this in all this kind of glory was finally one of those, yes, we've got the General Veers we deserve.
This is a great line. I didn't know you could snap off. basically, have a total transition from officer to commander. That's awesome.
Officer into a gentleman. All right there. So that is my number three, which means we're up to your number two.
My number two is a character that I really, really love. His connections across the canon of Star Wars. He's not available on an individual card, but he is a part of this cool Death Star Briefing 7 pack that they put out.
A seven pack.
And it is Wolf Yularen. Mm-hmm. So we know a lot about Wolf Yularen these days. For people listening, this actual action figure, he is, of course, in his white ISB outfit. Part of what's so cool about it is I love Wolf Yularen as a character, that we get to know him as just kind of this stand-up military commander in the Clone Wars animated series. And then I had thought that it was a later day retcon. He stays with the Empire. He becomes a part of this, Imperial Security Bureau. And yeah, he's the guy in the briefing room who's in the white clothing. But this packaging has him labeled as Yularen.
Right.
On the packaging, which means that these decisions must have already been being made, or he was named in an RPG or a book that I don't know about. So it wasn't totally retroactive to Clone Wars, which was fun and interesting news to me, because I love that canon connection. Going back to the character itself, like, I was already like, this guy's got to be on my list. He's molded with a pointing finger.
I just read that.
And
that's great.
It says for the package text, though none of the officers present know it, Yularen is an agent of the Imperial Security Bureau tasked with informing on any treasonous activity among the officer corps aboard the Death Star. So he is a spy master with a pointing finger. That is the point of death, right? That's like Jakku's. I know you did it, and you're going to die now.
It's a great, they have the shot. It is a great point.
It is a forceful point. It is a forceful point. You are being taken to task or exposed. That's a finger that exposes.
I love that. That is great.
And I just love the character comes across in the Clone Wars is, he's a loyal guy working with the Jedi, a little unsure of some of their tactics sometime. And he's one of those people who's like, don't see the problem, just transition. It's all Republic, Empire, it's all the same to me.
New laundry.
Yep.
Good to go.
Yep. Fascinating character. I love Yularen.
Unfortunately, the figure is unable to sit like the character in the movie.
It can't sit. Okay, so I guess he has to stand up in accusation at all times.
These Jedi business descriptions are very unintentionally hilarious. The character of Yularen has become really one of the more interesting characters in new canon, but new canon meaning the Clone Wars. I mean, you're right. Going back to around this time, but a year or two later, we start learning more about him. He doesn't always get along with Anakin. Like, there's some stuff going on there and the transition. And I'm a little fascinated by that idea of Panaka does it too, right? Of just like, all right, I was friends with Sheev. Let's all take a swipe in this new job.
Yeah.
And
I hear some rumblings, but it's fine.
It's fine. And then Yularen kind of still keeps his good reputation, of the Thrawn stuff. It's he's still working for the Empire. We still consider the Empire the bad team, but I think I'd love to see even more about Yularen.
The whole idea that he is the head of the ISB, which gets talked about a lot in expanded current modern canon. I don't know about Legends, but he's got to have really bought all the way in to be like, I hunt traitors.
Yeah, traitors to this, our team here.
You know, to our really dysfunctional family that yeah. is the Empire.
Love that.
So, yeah, I love Wolf Yularen. Can't sit, but he can point.
And what a powerful seven-pack, man. You get six of the greatest Imperial officers in Darth Vader.
Yeah.
You get Chief Bast. Chief Bast!
Great name.
It's a great set. I wonder how much that set runs on eBay. So that is your number two, right?
Yeah, Wolf Yularen is my number two.
Powerful number two. I am going all the way back to the main line here. Let me scroll up for this one. My number two is Gonk Droid. He does come with the Treadwell Droid.
Bonus.
And the Treadwell Droid is great, but I'm concentrating on the Gonk Droid. This is amazing because... There's a picture on my phone. I was going to put it on Instagram, on the Force Center Instagram page. And I just never got around to it. There's a picture on my phone. I took a freeze frame. I was watching Empire Strikes Back, and they have it here on JediBusiness.com. It's a protocol droid walking past the Gonk droid, and he looks like he has like Dealey Dopper kind of eyes on his head.
Yeah.
It's not the Gonk droid you're all familiar with, which is just the kind of rectangle, walking rectangle lump of droid that powers things up. He's got like eyeballs or something on the top.
Yeah, he's got some Doppler equipment, yeah. Something. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like a sensor power couple. Yeah. So I've always been fascinated with that in Empire Strikes Back, and to have a figure capturing the Gonk droid you love, but now with an additional thing on his head.
Gonk droid with accessory. Like, yeah, like he paid for the add-ons. Yeah.
Yes, he's like an aftermarket. And the fact that it's never really shown up again, it's never concentrated on. We don't have, like, that's a Gonk droid with a radio on top.
Maybe
like it plays
there's a
music.
Visual dictionary sometimes that, yeah, that says what exactly that's for, if it is somewhere between eyes and a radio.
You know, add some power to the power that comes out of the droid. I don't know, but we have a figure to commemorate it, and it also comes with a Treadwell droid, which are, you know, powerful. We had one at Databank Brawl.
Yeah, we had a pretty brutal Treadwell battle, yeah.
So I just love it. The Gonk droid is a staple of the Kenner line, too. It's
absolutely.
It comes up a lot if you're just having a reference-based conversation with people about the Kenner line. So I don't know. I love this Gonk droid.
Yeah, this is the Gonk droid was originally called Power Droid, right, in the Kenner line? And this is extra power Gonk droid, because who knows what those circles on the Gonk droid's head is.
And look, there might be, like Joseph said, there might be an answer to this in some visual dictionary and one of the new ones that's come out. I totally get it. Just sometimes, even as a Star Wars fan, as much as I spend with it and Joseph, you spend with it, sometimes I just don't go seek out these answers because the answer in my head is what I want.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun to imagine just like that's a piece of the Falcon that Han rested on the Gonk droid's head.
Yeah.
Forgot to pick up.
Because it doesn't look droid-like. It's really weird. It's like he's wearing a... Kind of a, like, as if he was a swami, he's got medallions hanging. He's got a lot going on here. I don't know, but he's a Gonk droid.
Complicated. Complicated Gonk droid.
I want that complicated
Gonk droid. That's a good one.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems, too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and, of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So we're up to my number two. Before we get to the number ones, though, we'd like to run through some runner-ups. Ones that didn't make our list. What's on yours, Joseph?
This is one that I also intend to pick up someday. I've seen it at conventions a couple times. It was a Hasbro mail-in. It was a Stormtrooper, but in disguise, it was actually young George Lucas.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think another part of what was going on with this collection, you're hitting 2007, that's the 30th anniversary. So some stuff is coming out to commemorate and make Star Wars still, you know, feel alive. This is one of the lines that had the individually carded Jarl Poof.
Oh, that's right.
Which I would also like to get my hands on that sometime. I saw that at Star Wars Celebration. I like that Jedi Business listed as his neck still is not long enough, though. In terms of the battle series, there's a lot of Battle of Geonosis figures.
Yeah.
I like the C-3PO Battle of Geonosis that's just 3PO with the battle droid head. I've not always been a huge fan of that.
Yeah, it's not
that
my favorite sequence.
I do kind of like it when 3PO says, die, die. But there's something about it in figure form of 3PO's body with the battle droid head and a big blaster. Pretty awesome.
I'm right there with you where I'm like, I don't like that sequence at all. But, man, I need that figure.
Yeah. Two other runners up for me, the Fire Speeder Pilot.
Oh, great choice.
Right? Because it's just another one, like, barely in the movie, if at all.
Yeah.
The fire ships that are putting out the half of the invisible hand that lands on Coruscant, right?
Yep.
And then, well, you need a figure of the Fire Speeder, not even the fire putter out or the pilot.
Don't we all?
The Fire Speeder Pilot. And my last one is for a specific reason. So my nephew is born in 2000, so six or seven. And I remember this in particular. This line has a bunch of kind of a bunch of clones, a bunch of droids, a bunch of stuff that was like, wow, getting into a level of Star Wars knowledge that I am not picking up.
Right.
And my nephew came up to me and was like, what's Mace Windu's droid's name? And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry to disappoint you. I don't know. And I frankly don't know how you know, because I don't know where that's coming from. Well, it came from this toy line that I'm sure it came from other sources as well. But I saw the action figure for Mace Windu's astromech droid R4-M6 purple astromech droid. So it paints the picture that Mace is just, he sees anything. He's like, no, purple.
That's awesome.
So I like
that. Oh, there it is. Oh,
R4-M6, Mace Windu's purple astromech droid.
That's hilarious.
With like many of the figures in this line, came with a random small hologram as well.
Yes, oh, yeah, a lot did. That's awesome.
Yeah, so R4-M6, that's a runner-up for me.
Yeah, so my runner-ups include Combat Poncho Leia.
Yeah.
That is my personal favorite all-time Kenner figure. And let's do it again. We need it again. And it's labeled as Combat Poncho Leia. I think they did a really good job catching it.
Oh, that's awesome.
The compliment to your Lucas as a Stormtrooper, young George, George Lucas in love. Mine is Baron Papanoida.
The
it's a really good figure. It's jumps out of the card back again, like we keep saying. It's really fun, and it's just fun. I think I have somewhere in one of my boxes, I have the Lucas family collection.
Right, because it's a set. Yeah. With the other character that his daughter played.
His two daughters, and I think Jet is in there, is Zet Jukasa.
Oh, wow.
I think that's the collection I have. Pago the Lesser, because I just love Pago the Lesser.
And great character. Yeah.
Great detailed figure. General Carlos Rykan.
Ooh, yeah.
Who's,
I think I have Rykan too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think I do too.
Yeah.
I think it's in my, the same one I was buying him at the mall that time. I just like, you know, he's a good rebel leader.
Yeah.
Kind of like him as a, I like him as a character, and, yeah. And it's a good figure. Then the final two for me, Scorch. Who's Scorch, you say? Scorch is a Republic commando. And I like Joseph, I'm kind of like you. I'm like what you were just describing about the Astromech. I don't know all of the clone names. I don't know. I know Fives. I know Rex, Cody. I can kind of remember when I'm studying for the other ones. It's a little blind spot.
Yeah, heavy. Yeah.
Scorch, I was scrolling through it, and I'm like, who's this G.I. Joe figure that's here? He looks now, he is a Republic commando, but he's got like the big old gun. He's got gray and yellow, and he's bulky, and he just looks like he's like a later line G.I. Joe figure.
Yeah, he really does. He looks a little bit like that new character they added in Battlefront 2. The
Yes.
Bulkier,
yeah, which I think is a Republic commando. Yes, you're
Republic
right.
Commando. Yeah. He's got the same helmet and everything. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm all for the Republic. I don't. It's not that I'm against Republic commandos. I just don't know them. And so
I think this is a real generational moment.
Yeah.
For us, where like people who were younger when Revenge of the Sith was coming out, and their minds weren't as full of nostalgia or other things, like really gravitated to. Get to know all of these clone troopers and all of the different armor and the different colors. And I remember I just felt a little overwhelmed by it back in the day.
Maybe still at times for me. The final one on my runner-up list is Palpatine. Why? Well, this is the Battle of Endor. It says Palpatine, parentheses, Darth Sidious. I think this might be the worst Palpatine ever, which is why I love it so much. If you click on the face...
Oh, boy.
It looks like, a raisin or something else in a cloak, but not in a good way. It's just all uneven. It looks as though he is his hands are like a witch more than like he's about to do the Force lightning.
Yeah, you know what his face looks like to me? It looks like when Brad Pitt is aging weird in Curious Case of Benjamin Button. He looks like baby Brad Pitt.
He does. It does. And the head can't be turned. The plastic cloak and hood are not removable. All right, two short Force lightning effects can be attached to both wrists. So that's what I am seeing on this one photo. So it is that, but nothing else works. Nothing else works for me, but I love it so much. Like, I have to have this.
It's very over the top. It goes well with the Vader in this line, which is not great. That has the Force lightning damage, but it just looks it looks like shampoo on his head.
Looks like some kind of silly footy. Yeah, and that cowl, it's for like Palpatine's cowl in Return of the Jedi perfectly fits his head.
Yeah.
This one was like a supersized head.
This is like a large baby has dressed up as Palpatine for Halloween.
Yes, it does. So that was why it's a runner-up.
That's a good one. It's a good
so
one.
Bad,
sometimes
it's good.
They're so bad, they're so good.
Speaking of so bad, they're good. We're going to my number one, so the guests can close with their number one. And that number one for me is General Grievous, the Demise of Grievous figure.
Yeah.
This is, to me, if you're going to do Grievous and if you're going to capture these little moments... You need to really go for it and go all out. And that's what they did with this figure. It is Grievous being destroyed by Obi-Wan. Shot, burnt, exploding. It's everything that you want from Grievous. I'm trying to scroll down as we talk to actually find it.
Yeah, because is he part of Greatest Battles?
He might be part of the Greatest Battles.
It wasn't a great battle for him.
It wasn't a great battle. He lost it.
Yeah, but he might be part of some other subset. I saw him at a vintage store just the other day, Took a photo of him and everything. Just delightful. He's mostly flames, right?
It is all just the red engulfing flames. His liver is exploding. And it's to me like if you're going to go all out, you're going to like we're going to capture the individual moments of these characters. This is what you want. Why I'm scrolling through. I'm
sure he's in one of the subsets down at the bottom.
Yeah.
Those figures that are, if you're going to act this out, you really have to have a healthy Grievous, then have him go through a very bad day, and then you get this one out, right, for practical play.
Yeah.
Or as you get really imaginative, it's like, this is Grievous if he was just always on fire, if he was the Human Torch from Fantastic Four.
It is the Saga collection tie-in here. It's got the flames coming out of his eyes.
Oh, yeah.
It's got the flames coming out of his guts, and then they have a picture of him knocked over, and picture from the side, and you can add the stuff, right? So
he can be not burned.
Yes, he can be not burned, but which means you could choose if you're playing. You're like, today I want the flames to explode out of his eyes,
and he's got that staff that he's using in the final part of his battle with Obi-Wan.
Yes, this is a repaint, a slight rework of a previous version from 2005, but this time it comes with the flames. The flame attachment around Grievous' waist, not removable.
Okay, so his guts are always on fire.
Yeah, he does come with a blaster, probably the one that ended up being his undoing.
So uncivilized.
There are no removable panels or chest plates on this version of Grievous, which, you know, is the final piece of detail that you want. But this, to me... It's the number one figure in the line because during this era coming out of the prequels, we think Star Wars is done. You know, you're sitting around with your friends talking about weird things that you love about the prequels. One of them might be Grievous just exploding.
Yeah.
And you can be like, well, there's a figure for that.
Yep. You can add the flames to his face. Yeah.
So that is my number one, which means we're up to your number one, the best of the Saga collection.
Yeah. So my number one is it's a personal one, but also an awesome figure. So this line went from 2006, 2007. As a subset of the Saga collection, this was the first playing around with what has grown today into the Vintage collection.
Yes.
So this was the first with like, hey, 30th anniversary, let's do new figures, but on the old packaging.
Right.
Which, like, again, to go back to generations, you know, grew up with those figures, right. those card backs. So just seeing them is incredibly powerful.
Still is.
So for my own personal life story, I was in... Mostly grew up in Minnesota, but for the year 1980, I was living in Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
And these action figures in Empire Strikes Back were my entire life. Oh, yeah. Endless stories of what they meant to me. We moved back when I was very young to Minnesota, and for years I had the someday I'll go back to Portland. In my mind, Portland was the magic place of Star Wars action figures. So 2007... get invited to do some very specific comedy at the H.P. Lovecraft Film Festival.
Nice.
My friend and I had a bit where we played bumbling, dumb Cthulhu cultists. So we got in, and this was like a dream come true. Like, not just going for a visit, but like my weird comedy career brought me back. And I was like, I'm going to go there and I'm going to get an action figure. And I went to, took a break from performing and went to a collectible store. And I saw, like, the perfect action figure. It is vintage card, so it looks like the old day. It's one of my favorite figures, one of my favorite characters. Luke Skywalker in Bespin fatigues on that vintage card, getting to buy it. For me, what was the vintage city of my collecting.
Ooh.
That's got to be my number one of this
synergy.
Line. Because, there's just so much going on with it. And it's a cool figure. It's a solid Bespin Luke with lots of points of articulation. You know, got the great lightsaber and everything. Not battle damaged. Just straightforward, ready to face Vader and face his fear.
Yeah.
Great Bespin Luke.
Great belt. The lightsaber is bright and blue. And then you got the blaster there.
Oh, yeah,
He's got himself a DL-44 as well, right?
Yeah. And looks like he can can holster it. I don't know. I never took this one out of the package because the package was part of the deal.
That's fair. No, this is because this Luke is such a, it's a simple design, right? So we're so used to the black outfit of the Jedi, the robes, the farm boy. This one, you know, even in the movie, it's just very utilitarian. This is his flight suit, probably something underneath what his X-Wing. And it becomes such a key part. It's such an iconic look.
Yeah.
But it's overlooked sometimes because it's so simple. And I think on display here, it pops.
It's really, really cool. I think it's due for a renaissance, that Bespin fatigues look of Luke Skywalker. And yeah, I'm glad that vintage has survived this long. And I know it's gone through lots of different iterations, but this is cool to have it be. It sort of started as a part of this saga collection, and it makes sense as a celebration of everywhere Star Wars had been.
Such a, I love, and that story, this is how the figures, so much of it can be tied into your lives. And why I love the Y-Wing is because I had a Y-Wing. It was the only ship I owned. And I like Veers because I think I still have, because I have that figure, and you're connecting it to your life, your memories, you're growing up alone. That's not alone, but growing up out in Portland for a year by yourself and your toys. Like, Joseph's not alone on like some Minnesota snowdrift plane.
There are some lonely times. For sure. Bespin Luke made it better.
Why we have a connection to these figures.
Yeah, yeah, powerful, powerful things. And I'm sure there are people listening who are like, these are the first figures for them. They were man, Scorch was my go-to. And I that's what's really fun for walking through this, too, to just go through the different perspectives of how you approached them based on where you were in life, how old you were, you know, what brought you into Star Wars. And it's so cool to see a collection like this that has some of this great legacy stuff and then has some stuff that for that time was exciting and new, and the Clone Wars are coming, and you know, fascinating time.
Really detailed during this time. A great way to wrap it up. Just look at Luke, but all these figures. Joseph, thank you for bringing in your top five and more of the Saga Collection.
Absolutely.
We'll go on, I'm sure, soon.
Oh, yes.
There's a lot more. It starts getting really interesting in the years right after this. We are on our way out of here. I do want to remind you all the stuff you're listening to today. It's brought to you by Audible. You can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/ForceCenter. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Go ahead, and if you want, check out Resistance Reborn, which is out now, and it's really darn good. Speaking of some of the characters out there in the galaxy that have something to do, but they're small and they show back up. That's all we'll say. It's good stuff. So do that there. Go to audibletrial.com/ForceCenter. Joseph, you got your own stuff coming up. Where can they find more of your figure stories?
Yeah, you can find me talking about action figures on Twitter and Instagram at Joseph Scrimshaw. And go to my website for all sorts of podcasts, including one about action figures I did recently with my wife, Sarah. Comedy shows, comedy albums, all that stuff on my website at josephscrimshaw.com.
And for me, go to kennapsock.com where you can find a lot of information for what I'm doing, including, hey, you want some collector cards with my face on it. I got them there on the website. New set of four is out. Don't forget to also go to patreon.com/ForceCenter. You want trading cards of us? You can join the top tier and we'll send you those after 2 months of support. So check those out as well. That is it for this week. For all the figures we have left to rank, we'll see you later. Star Wars has been ranked.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.